Each winter, as roads in northeast Minnesota become packed with snow and slick with ice, we often rely on one substance to heal the highways for safe travel: road salts. It's no secret that it has become commonplace in Cook County and throughout the state to sprinkle salt concoctions onto public roadways when winter arrives. Salting our roads is essentially a secondary notion, something that seems to make sense, much like putting salt on popcorn or French fries. The question is, particularly in a region known for its outstanding water quality and that is home to more than 1,000 federally protected lakes and streams, what impact does all this road salt have on the environment? According to Brooke Oslison, a watershed specialist with the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, road salts pose a serious hazard to watersheds throughout Minnesota, including here in Cook County. Oslison has done extensive research and studies on the environmental impact of road salts and spoke with us at WTIP about the issue.
Salt is a real threat to water quality because it only takes about one teaspoon of road salt to permanently pollute 5 gallons of water. And so we are trying to spread the word that less is more when it comes to applying road salt, because at those high concentrations, chloride can harm the fish and plant life in our surface waters.
Levels of chloride, a component of salt, are elevated in streams and groundwater across the northern United States. According to a recent study by the U.S. Geological Survey, elevated chloride can inhibit plant growth, impair reproduction, and reduce the diversity of organisms in streams.
In the boundary water, that's not something that you want to wait for, because chloride is a permanent pollutant. So once it enters our water, there's no way to remove it. There's no organism that will take it up and convert it to something less toxic. It won't break down over time. It will just stay chloride, and it'll go wherever the water goes. So it might be in a local stream or wetland. It might end up in the groundwater as well. And so it's going to be a permanent pollutant. It's not something that we want to wait very long to do something about it. The time to prevent it is now, to avoid any consequences for the aquatic life and the other wildlife.
Keeping the highways clear in the United States can cost as much as $2.3 billion a year, according to the Western Transportation Institute. During a recent winter, the state of Minnesota used over 225,000 tons of road salt at a cost of almost $7 million. In Cook County, the annual budget for road salts and sand is approximately $110,000. Road salts can be expensive. We acknowledge they are hazardous to Minnesota waters. Furthermore, road salts have negative impacts on all manner of vegetation, wildlife, and infrastructure, not to mention our automobiles. So why do we use these toxic salts? The short answer: for people to travel safely. Dave Betts, the Cook County Highway Engineer, said safe transportation is the top priority of state and local officials when they use road salt. After all, road salts are an effective de-icer that can prevent accidents, save lives, and reduce property losses.
We're never going to probably be able to get away from using some sort of salt. What we're going to be able to do is better manage our salt usage as the years go by.
Because salt dissolves but does not degrade and sinks instead of traveling on, high concentrations of chloride are only expected to increase if salt remains the primary de-icer in Cook County and around the state, Oslison said.
We are seeing high chloride concentrations in our surface groundwater. So the shallow groundwater that typically feeds our local streams and lakes and wetlands, and that also recharges the deep aquifers where we get our drinking water. We have done some monitoring and found that in urban areas across the state, the chloride concentrations are much higher than what you would expect.
Road salts came into common use in the 1940s as a melting agent for removing ice and snow. The salts work by lowering the freezing point of water. When snow or ice accumulates, it forms a bond with the surface of the roadway or sidewalk. The term road salts refers to sodium chloride along with the anti-clumping agent ferrocyanide. There is no natural process by which chlorides are broken down, metabolized, taken up, or removed from the environment.
Well, currently, we don't have a good alternative product that will provide us with the safe conditions that we need to get around safely in the wintertime. And so we are dealing with public safety, which we need to take that very seriously, and it's very important that everybody can get to school and to the grocery store and to the library safely in the wintertime.
Quantities of road salts applied for winter road maintenance can fluctuate from year to year based on several variables, weather being the largest influence. A mild winter with more freeze-thaw events requires more applications of road salts than an extremely cold winter. However, regardless of weather patterns, increases in chloride levels in streams during the last two decades are consistent with overall increases in salt use in the U.S. for de-icing.
Well, we need to be sensitive to areas where, you know, we're adjacent to lakes and things like that, and we're also trying to be sensitive to, vegetation damage, things like that. When we're out and about, we'll notice that stuff if it's out there. We haven't noted a lot of real salt damage on our roads or to vegetation from our roads.
Municipalities throughout Minnesota, which is one of 26 states to use road salts, are trying out alternate de-icing compounds. Over the past few years, beet juice, sugar cane molasses, and cheese brine, among other substances, have been mixed in with salt to reduce the overall chloride load on the environment. These don't eliminate the need for conventional salt, but they could play a role in cutting down just how much we dump on the roads.
And I think to start to think of outside the box about this solution, what are some things that we can do as citizens to help support our local governments and state governments and policymakers to help them make the decisions that will allow us to provide safe road conditions in the winter but protect our aquatic life that we all value so much here in Minnesota.
And this is not just wishful thinking from daydreaming environmentalists. For example, recently, the University of Minnesota cut its salt use by 41%, and the city of Waconia by a stunning 70%. As a whole, it seems the balancing act of providing safe roads during the winter and protecting the environment here in Minnesota continues with a motto of progress, not perfection.
For the Lake Superior Project, that was WTIP volunteer producer Joseph Fredericks. The Lake Superior Project is a production of WTIP Community Radio on the north shore of Lake Superior. Support for this feature comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Music and sounds in this segment were produced by Peter Elvine. For more information, visit WTIP.org/Lake Superior Project.